大家好，我是 Jenny， 你又在收听开言英语带给你的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, I'm Adam。
那今天呢，我们要说说，很多朋友说喜欢我们节目就是很接地气，可以学到很多英语来谈论自己身边的事儿。那还有什么事儿比介绍你的籍贯，你是哪里人，更加接地气的
？There's nothing more useful, right?
So basic, right? 你是像我是上海人嘛？那英语里面上海人是叫上海 nese 吗？那如果你是一个北京人，北京人是叫 Beijingese 还是北京儿？我们今天就要跟大家说说，就是你不同的籍贯都应该用英语怎么表达。
Right.
好，那我们每一集的节目呢，其实除了光听嘛，我觉得学英语真的还是你要配套那个文字看才会学得更好啊。那我们也都每一集的节目都有这个文字的推送，大家只要到我们的微信公众号“开言英语”，开放的开，语言的言，你就可以不仅收到这一期节目的文字加音频，还有我们往期所有的节目。好，那我们就先来说说这个上海人、北京人、上海 nese、北京 nese 和北京儿。我觉得 Adam, let's just start with the most, you know, basic and fail-proof, 最不容易出错的说法吧。
All right, well, that's probably going to be I'm from blah, blah, blah.
对，就因为中文你不会说我是来自上海的，那样就很奇怪嘛。我们通常就会说我是哪里哪里人，我是上海人、北京人。但其实英语里面最自然也最不容易出错的是用 I'm from 哪里，对吧
？Right.
比如你后面可以直接跟一个城市。
Sure. So I'm from Toronto.
I'm from Shanghai.、
Oh.
I'm from Beijing. I'm from Guangzhou. I'm from Chengdu.、
Oh.
Right. 就是反正我们开言的听众五湖四海都有嘛。你就是直接用 I'm from 后面加那个地方就可以了。
Right. So those are cities. One thing I always find interesting in China is there are also many provinces.
省对吧、Provinces. 那如果你是说用省的时候，比如我是浙江的，你要说 I'm from 浙江 province 吗？还是直接说 I'm from 浙江就可以了
？Well, so here's where I think the problem is. Maybe if you're talking to a foreign friend in China, they might, you know, they might know some Chinese provinces. But if you're talking to someone who doesn't really know China very well.Then maybe you should add province.
Province, okay. 所以就是对中国有些了解的外国人，比如他到中国有一段时间了、they ask you where are you from? 你可以说 I'm from 浙江 and they know it's province.
Right.
Okay? 但是对于对中国不那么了解的，你就可以说一个 you know, I'm from Jiangsu province.
Right.
Or I'm from Guangdong province.
Right.
但讲到广东，我要问你的就是广东在以前的就是英语里面不是说 Canton 吗、像到现在还是广东话粤语是 Cantonese,
right.
或者广交会 the Canton Fair, right. 所以如果一个广东的朋友他说我是广东人
This is really interesting because、I don't like it when people say I'm from Canton because nobody says Canton as a city.But Cantonese as a, you know, people or language or culture, it's still pretty strong.
Oh, so you just say, 作为一个地域，你要介绍我是广东来的，你说 I'm from Canton 就有点奇怪。但是当你把这个 Canton 作为，就我形容这个文化，比如我是广东人 ，I'm Cantonese, or I speak Cantonese, 我讲广东话，就这种说法就更加好一点，对吧？
哎呀，
你在学 You're learning Cantonese
right? That's my secret
That's 是你的秘密
That's supposed to be my secret
好吧那我不说你的 secret 所以直接说我是广东人的时候你就可以 I'm from Guangdong I'm from Guangdong province
Well, see, the thing about there as well is Canton province is also
acceptable
but it's kind of the only one
对对对这倒是但你讲到这个 Canton 我又想到北京Peking.
Oh yeah, Peking.
Peking,
yeah,
对
Right.
讲 Peking 的时候
Just university, just for university.
PKU, right? And, 北大 Peking University, Peking
and
Opera.
Oh, I was going to say duck.
Peking duck, 对我觉得这三种情景就是北大、北京烤鸭、京剧。
Right.
这个时候你不用北京而是说Peking.
Sure.
f for all the other instances, you know, where are you from? I'm from Beijing.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not, 不要说 I'm from Peking.
Peking, yeah.
好，那啊，接下来我还想说的就是，比如说我是上海本地人嘛，嗯，常见的一个错误就是说，yeah, I'm local Shanghainese.
Right.
对，这个不对的啊。
Yeah, well, I think you really should just add a, like an A, right? I'm a local.
I'm a local.
Are you a local? Yeah. You couldn't say, are you local? That's fine. Just for me, if I'm asking someone, you know, hey, are you local?
就是你是本地人吗？你是上海本地人吗？
Yeah.
就不用说 local Shanghainese, 就直接 I'm a local, 我是本地人。
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
还有一个我觉得可以用就是 Yeah, born and raised
这
种土生土长的意思、
yeah.
对吧 Born 就在这儿出生 Raised 就是在这儿长大、mm. 啊。好那其实我们今天节目不是之前我就说了上海人这个英语的说法就是后面加一个 ESE 就像 China, Chinese、
yeah.
上海 Chinese 但是北京人、
mm.
因为北京这个儿化音太有特色了，所以 instead of calling someone a Beijingese,、
mm.
就好像更常用的是。
Well, so this is what Jenny said a few times now, Beijing-er.
Beijing-er.
But like in English, it would be you know, a Beijinger.
A Beijinger.
Right. It's just funny because it's got the E-R.
E-R. 那个儿化音英语怎么说啊
I don't know. It's
just the R sound.
Yeah,
the R. Yeah, 儿化音其实就是 the R sound. Okay, so Shanghainese, Beijinger. 如果一个人是什么广东人、
mm.
你前面已经说了 when you're talking about the language or the people, maybe you say Cantonese instead of Guangdongese, right?
Yeah, it sounds better, much better.、
但是这个英语里面把一个地域后面加 ese 还你的 ese 还是 er、
mm.
是有什么规则吗？什么 rule？
It's not a super you know like strict rule, but、I mean usually it has to do with vowel sounds. Like for example, my city is Toronto. It ends with a vowel, so we call Toronto people Torontonians.
啊、那比如我先生他是温哥华人 Vancouver.
Vancouverites.
对 Vancouverites.
Because we already have a er at the end of Vancouver, so we can't say, oh, I'm a Vancouverer.
对对对，就很奇怪。然后比如还有一些大城市，我们举个例子，纽约人。
Yeah, New Yorker.
A New Yorker,、mm. 纽约客，对吧
？Right, because it has that really strong k at the end, New Yorker.
对，然后比如伦敦人。
Londoner, yeah.
Londoner, 啊。How about this one? Paris.
Oh, this one's good. Parisian.、
Mm. 就你看这个比如亚洲 if you're from Asia, you're an Asian.
Canadian.
对不对 Canadian.、Mm. 啊反正就我觉得直接把地方后面加 ese 还是 ian 还是 er 有的时候比较搞。所以这就是为什么我们节目一开始就教大家最简单不容易出错的说法就是 I'm from
right, of course,
一个地方
of
对吧因为、中国我们中国很大嘛比如你比如四川人 Sichuanese
I would say yeah Sichuanese
yeah because you do hear、说四川菜 Sichuanese food、
mm.
or you know speaking of the dialect 方言四川话吧 Sichuanese 但比如成都、
mm.
成都儿
it's tough because yeah in like in English we don't really have that kind of ooh sound at the、
yeah.
end of a I would probably say Chengduer
yeah or you can just say I'm
Chengdunian
Chengdu.
How about Chengdunian
但最我觉得当然最安全的还是 I'm from 哪里、
right.
啊、好那 where are you from 我们的听众、你是哪里人呢你可以试一下今天我们就是 Adam 教你那些规则就是看的是你这个城市啊，你这个省最后是 vowel does it end with a vowel sound、
mm, right
是元音结束的还是什么但是当然你也可以用我们教你最简单的方法就是 I'm from 哪里
born and raised
好那今天又教了大家非常实用的一个主题也希望你听了我们的节目以后呢真的可以在日常生活中把它apply应用起来啊、
嗯！
好，那我们节目就快要结束了。但如果你想学更多英语的话，那我们开言英语的会员课程每天都会有新课，而且我们也已经发布了有900多节各个主题、各个级别的课程，都是从我们用户身上，就是听你们的反馈，听你们给我们的建议，给大家做出这个很实用、很能激起你兴趣的这些课程。所以呢，也欢迎大家进入我们的微信公众号。 号，点击菜单先来免费试用一下。之后如果你喜欢我们的内容，喜欢我们的学习方式呢，在公众号的菜单里面你也直接可以升级成为会员，学习一年只要629。 OK, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tell us where you're from, and we'll see you next time. 再见。
Bye guys. But I feel better when I'm dancing, yeah.